Carly Rae Jepsen and Run Away With Me. You know, I said I was almost 100% sure that Joe would turn up. Well, he's here, you see. He's here. There he is. Loves his life. He loves it here.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah. You know, they have to queue up to decide who's going to come here every Tuesday.
Indeed.
And Joe's always there at the front of the queue saying, please send me, please send me.
Indeed.
Alan.
It's like school.
Please, Alan. Alan,
first,
boss.
First with the hand up.
That's yeah, that's right. I can imagine that, yeah. Yeah, a bit of a SWAT at school and stuff.
Yes.
So, you're here, and indeed we have other reporters coming in on Tuesday to chat about the new edition of the Brentwood Gazette, which is out first thing tomorrow morning.
Indeed.
And the first story is not a particularly good story, really. Is it? It's slightly depressing in that there looks like the short of policemen on is it for Remembrance Day, isn't it, that they're
yes,
not going to have
indeed
a police presence?
Indeed. For the parades every year, the police normally shut off roads and help out with that side of things.
Yeah, this is in Brentwood we're talking about.
In Brentwood, yes, yeah, that's right, in Brentwood. Yeah. Normally it starts from the town hall.
Yep.
The parade, and they help shut off Ingrave Road and whatnot. But this year, due to the fact that they say they've got 80 events to cover.
80 events? This is in the whole of Essex.
Whole of Essex, the whole of the county.
Lots of other Remembrance Day events, I suppose, as well.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. What the criteria is to cover, who knows.
Yeah.
But this means it'll be shortened this year. The route will be shortened. It'll be starting from Brentwood School, and they'll be hiring in a private security firm.
Okay. Is it shortened simply because of a lack of police presence?
Yes.
That's pretty sad, actually, isn't it? Have to do that.
It is. And
so who pays for the extra security people?
It would be, as far as I'm aware, my colleague, to be honest, knows more, but as far as I'm aware, it's the combination of the council and perhaps indeed the Royal British Legion guys.
Okay.
But either way, it's not a good thing.
No, it's not. It's sad, isn't it? And I suppose it might be something to do with the fact that obviously all the police forces throughout the whole of the UK have been cut back dramatically. So I guess
indeed
it's something to do with that as well. You know, as well as the fact that lots of other events on.
Yes. Speaking of that, actually, just to get a little plug in there, we've done a double page article this week on the history of policing Brentwood, just to keep it sort of current and topical.
Oh, right.
And also there were some numbers that we couldn't fit in last week because it came writing on deadline and space is at a premium then. We've crunched the numbers out and just show you exactly how the police cuts from April next year would affect you in Brentwood.
Okay, well, that would be interesting to read. Once again, a bit depressing to read, but obviously interesting. Well, everybody needs to know about that, don't they?
Yes.
Okay, let's move on to something else. And what's next on the list there?
Here we go. Pupils confront parents over dangerous parking. This isn't Brentwood, although it could be.
This is interesting, because I was reading somewhere that there are certain parts of the UK now where the parents themselves are going to be policing the parking and giving out tickets and stuff. Is this happening anywhere?
It's even more controversial than that. It's actually teachers who are meant to build up a good relationship with these parents.
Yeah.
I believe it's the teachers that are actually meant to go out and don a high-vis jacket or what have you, and then go out and presumably burn quite a few bridges, potentially, that they've built up over the years with these parents by issuing them with a ticket.
Yeah, but this is not happening everywhere, is it? It's not a universal thing at the moment. It's just some schools that are doing it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. It is happening in Essex, but it's happening in Thurrock.
Right.
Not Brentwood. I know it's not a million miles away, but
it's going to be tricky to, if you'll pardon the word, it's going to be tricky to police that, isn't it, really?
Yes.
It could cause a lot of friction between parents and teachers and kids. And
well, this is it, isn't it?
But anyway, what's this? So this story isn't in that.
No.
The story's slightly different.
Indeed, yes. It's different. Pupils at Buttsbury Junior and Infant School in Billericay, they are confronting parents and drivers over inconsiderate parking. They park on the zigzag lines and the pavement, etc. At school.
And people's drives as well, apparently. Yeah. They park in people's drives.
Yes, indeed. This campaign has been going on for a bit of time, a couple of years, and we just thought it would be nice just to revive it, as it were, just in the paper, just to show it's still going on. They've made posters, have the school kids, and it's just nice to see that they're taking the problem into their own hands, really.
Yes. It'd be interesting to see how that develops as well. So that's your second story you've got today. You've got one more.
Indeed.
And this is an unusual one.
Well, I think it's quite a... Again, I'm sorry, it's not a very happy week this week, it would appear, from these. But Yes, Cargo Hall Farm, which I'm sure everyone knows, on the Ongar Road, just off the Ongar Road, over the near the
bit trickier to get to now, isn't it? Because isn't it down Ongar Road? You have to normally go down Ongar Road to get there.
Yes, indeed. From Brentwood High Street, you'd have to go take a bit of a detour, but it's just the other side of the bridge there. Cargo Hall Farm, it's known for its farm shop. They unfortunately had ready meals and fish stolen, as you apparently do. That was over the weekend. It was £50 to £60 worth of stuff. And it isn't good, really. As the owner, as the managing director said, it left him with a nasty feeling, and it was so brazen.
Yeah, and you've got is that a screenshot from what the video camera was filming at the time?
Yes. We have indeed put that in. Cargo Hall Farm put that up on their Facebook page, and they said we could use it. You may wonder why it's blurred. People's faces are blurred out. The answer is simply for legal reasons.
You're not 100% sure that it is those people.
Well, indeed, that's it. And if it turns out that actually they're nothing to do with it,
we could get sued.
We don't want that.
So this picture that's in the paper, does it actually show them with some stuff in
there?
No,
it would appear that it shows them as they're walking in from their
walking
car.
Walking in, okay. So they haven't got one when they're walking out. That's a bit strange.
Not that they put up.
Right, you think that would be the obvious one to put up.
Well,
would be the one that where they were walking out with
indeed,
all the goods
indeed.
In their hands.
Absolutely, but you know, it's just a shame to see this happen to anywhere in Brentwood.
Yeah. Well, at least if people can identify these robbers,
yes,
by the way they look and their dress and everything, so that would be a good start for the police.
Indeed. Anyone who has any information, call Ethics Police on 101.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks very much, Joe, for popping in. That's three of the stories, mm-hmm. three and a bit stories, from the new edition of the Brentwood Gazette, which is out first thing tomorrow morning. It's £1, and it is jam-packed full of stuff.